At the community meetings, participants heard an overview of the budget situation for the district. Then they answered multiple choice questions with a clicker. They also broke into small groups for discussion, kind of like a focus group. The meetings were held at schools over 3 days in November. They were open to the public, and more than 360 people turned out. Shanna Zusban with Agnew Beck Consulting, one of the firms hired to conduct the research, recently briefed the Anchorage School Board on highlights of the meetings. During the meetings, participants were asked to rank programs by importance. Zusban.
The top point getters were really science, social studies, career technical, and reading and writing. And then in that same conversation, there was a discussion about class size, and participants were asked to decide whether that was important to education. And 81% of participants combined thought it was either very important or important.
The next set of questions was about staffing levels and where to make cuts. 45% of participants wanted to see cuts made to district-wide support services, then building in ancillary support services, and building leadership support. Instructional support and classroom instruction came last. Zusban says the majority of participants preferred isolating the budget cuts to specific areas rather than across the board. But they also said this.
In the small groups or in the report out sessions, people did mention that, you know, isolating cuts to really popular programs would be an effective tool to engage more people in the community and kind of get them riled up and participating more.
Participants also discussed how cost-cutting could impact sports and student activities.
One of the questions that was asked was, how important is student athletics to your educational experience? And combined, I think it's like 81% thought it was very important or important. And then there was a series of questions about getting at more of, you know, how that should be paid for.
Zusban says they asked participants what portion of the cost of participation in sports that students and their families should be responsible for. 10% of respondents said players and families shouldn't pay anything, while 16% said 100% of the cost should be paid by players and families. The district will incorporate suggestions from the community conversations into the budget development process. The district also has an online suggestion box on their website. Superintendent Ed Graff will present a balanced budget proposal to the Anchorage School Board in February. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.